When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Earth's too cold.
Yeah, you gotta heat it up.
Now we've got global cooling because it's 2400 and we overshot it.
Yeah. We made things too good.
We banned too many cars. Yeah. There needs to be a natural car atmosphere. Yeah. Here.
Hi.
My name's Peter O'Donoghue, and I'm hosting this here Rootin' Tootin' podcast, which I'm recycling from the sound check. And joining me here is this pilgrim.
Hi, I'm James. I like that you say Rootin' Tootin' when you have a shirt with two crossed guns on it. I don't know. I like your aesthetic.
It says Gun City, Texas.
It says Gun Barrel City, Texas.
Oh, sure.
My mom got it in Gun Barrel City, Texas.
Good. Well, hell yeah.
Who dat? Who's this here, mud deputy?
It's me, your regular co-host, Fastidious Greg.
Oh, good.
Greg, who likes to keep things neat and tidy.
Fastidious Greg.
I'm on every episode.
Go back and
listen. I'm just cleaning in the background normally.
Yeah, exactly. Ethan's away. Here we have Fastidious Greg.
I'm too busy tidying to record a podcast. Peter?
Well, Greg,
you have a bit of a fold in your shirt. You might just... May just pulling that out.
Yeah, now there we can see guns.
That's why I couldn't see the barrel.
It's because I'm chubby.
Because yeah.
No, my shorts are too small.
I got this shirt when I was much thinner.
You mean your mom got you that shirt when you're much thinner?
Yeah, I was given this shirt when I was much thinner.
Just like I like to keep the room tidy, I like to keep the narratives tidy as well.
Exactly. Now you guys may be familiar. You guys may be familiar with the old saying: lead a man to a union, and he'll strike for a day. Teach a man to unionize, and you need to create super soldiers to get the lazy freeloaders back to work.
That is true, yeah.
We're all familiar with the saying?
I heard that.
Now, this episode is going to be Halo Episode 2. Not Halo 2, because you could just play through that.
It's the Halo 2 episode.
It's the Halo 2 episode, exactly.
So I can dual-wield SMGs in this one?
You could listen to two podcasts at the same time, but it's much harder to control what you're listening to. What do you guys remember, if anything, from our first Halo episode?
Well, I'm the worst one to ask for this. I always have such bad memories. I remember my good times with you guys, but when it comes to the stories, I need a little bit of a jogging.
I remember the Spartans were conceived as Union Busters, but I may remember that because of... I don't know if Jamie noticed this. But Peter, so far this episode, has been dropping little hints about the Spartans' past.
Or the Spartans' future, because we did not actually mention the Spartans beyond just at the end of the last episode.
Okay. So I don't know if you told me on mic or off mic.
Oh, we were coming up to like the Spartan Academy or something like that at the end
of the last one?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you remember that?
It's been a while.
It's been like 5 weeks or something crazy. Yeah.
The holidays were in between, so there was a lot of like... You know, family bullshit.
I had to do my Christmas special as well, which was very important. Mm-hmm. We had those police officers into the studio.
Exactly.
That Ethan Vengeance Palmer is a very unstable man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopelessly addicted to Hercules Band-Aids.
I mean, I think he's headed for some trouble sometime in the next year.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Maybe. Me, Fastidious Greg, always on the straight and narrow. Do not condone many of his off-the-book practices.
So the most important thing to remember from the last episode is that after several wars out in the space colonies, politics calmed down a little bit, but the workers out in the colonies started to get unhappy and rebellion started to crop up in the outer colonies. The first solution to quelling these rebellions was called...
That's better than the last one.
The final solution.
Yeah, the last one. Yeah. That one sucks.
Well, we both thought of the same Holocaust joke, James.
Two horrible peas in a horrible pot.
Yeah. It stinks in here, honestly.
So their first solution, the first solution that the UNSC thought up... Now, the UNSC is the United Nations Space Command.
Okay.
It's the military/government that, you know, manages space.
I always thought it was Spartan Committee.
Nope.
It's got a great acronym, UNSC.
Sick beat, good acronym. Yeah.
No idea how that comes through on this mic. Well, might sound terrible.
Someone's going to find out next
week. In
which
case, I apologize.
Sounds fine. Our ears are kind of like little microphones, you know?
When you think about it, yeah.
Our brains are like the microphones. We do the recording in the brains. What the...
Microphone, you had it.
Oh no, okay, yeah, because it's like a
yeah. Mics don't record anything. It's my computer doing the work right now.
Wait, the sound doesn't come out my ears?
No.
All right. I had it all confused.
How does echolocation work? Hey Siri, how does echolocation work?
You yell very loud. Airplane mode this time, idiot. you yell very loud at a moth, and then you can find out where you can eat it.
Okay.
Yeah. So the UNSC thought up their first solution, which was the Orion Project. That's all caps, but it's not an acronym for some reason. They just like caps lock.
Okay.
This program sought to create biomechanically augmented soldiers out of volunteers from the UNSC Marine Corps. This being the obvious path to combating people who want equal rights is just to create people who are literally superior.
Yeah. Obviously. That's how you end up with a master chief.
Exactly, yeah. So they look down at them and they're like, okay, greasy space peasant, if you can jump as high as this science man, you can have rights.
Yeah, we're going to do the NFL Combine, but this time, it's to survive.
Oh my god.
So, Orion was named after the Orion arm of the Milky Way galaxy, and was started around 2321 under the supervision of the Office of Naval Intelligence, or ONI.
Now, naval, is that like a belly button?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They were all very self-centered artists. Yeah. Just a bunch of navel gazing. Yeah.
They gotta clear the lint out, if you know what I mean.
I do that regularly, all day. I don't know why I have such a linty belly button.
Do you put like dryer sheets in your dryer?
I do.
Yeah. Fastidious Greg cleaned out my belly button on the way in.
Oh, I always do. Yeah.
It's quite nice
with his deft dexterous little hands. Yes.
My extra long fingers, 11 inches each.
Yeah,
we mentioned very this in the last episode. Again, he's like that weird lemur.
Yeah, but yeah. All of my fingers. Yeah,
he tried with his fingers. A tablespoon was more effective.
Yeah, yeah. He got big navel.
We mentioned ONI on the last episode. They're like the secret service of the UNSC.
Okay,
they're some shady characters.
They're also Japanese demons, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that like a direct parallel, do you know?
Bungie made a game called ONI before they made Halo. They probably just took their old game and turned it into an acronym.
I only know Marathon.
Yeah, they also made Durandal.
Durandal is the name of the legendary blade from Fire Emblem, the Blazing Blade, and I only know that because I'm on the last chapter of Fire Emblem,
because you're
Blazing
currently
blade,
playing
and
it.
I just got Durandal.
Yeah. Yeah, they made Marathon, Durandal, and ONI.
Okay.
He's also that wimpy guy, the Diary Randall, wimpy kid. In Recess.
Oh, Randall.
The Randall.
Randall. Miss Finster.
The first run had 5 candidates and was largely ineffective. These 5 volunteers returned to their respective branches of the military, and they all died of unknown causes within a year.
Okay, so they got assassinated.
They especially didn't die from all the experimental biomechanical engineering that they had participated in.
Okay, it wasn't like a you've seen too much kind of thing.
Could have been
also.
I mean,
so now was I know you said 5 were selected. Was Spartan 117 included in these 5?
Not in Orion. No.
Okay, that would that would have been weird.
Yeah, it's just like,
would have been weird to jump to 117. Yeah, like that.
Master Chief died of natural causes 200 years before he was born.
Yeah. I mean, it could happen.
No, unknown causes.
Always matter.
I'm not pointing any fingers. You can draw your own conclusions.
Okay.
What with all the Office of Naval Intelligence says that they can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Science just hasn't gone far enough to figure out how these 5 people died.
All these people have been stabbed in the belly button. I wonder what could have done it.
How strange. They left their calling card.
Yeah.
Over 100 years later, presumably when evil science bullshit had become public domain, Orion would be relaunched in secret.
You mean by public domain, you mean declassified?
No, probably they just could get the rights to it.
Okay.
It's like Dracula.
Yeah, yeah.
You just need to do it. You need to do like human experimentation. So like whenever you want.
So like this ONI corporation really just like let it slip, like let their copyright slip.
So ONI's like not a corporation. It's a branch of the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was comparing them to Disney Corp, who's basically government at this point, right?
Yeah. Okay, so in that case, yes.
Because like if Disney 1 year decided to accidentally let the Mickey Mouse copyright slip, it'd be like a big fuck show.
Yeah, that'd be fucking wild, wouldn't it?
I mean, he should be public domain at this point. He's almost 100 years old.
Yeah, if you Google Mickey Mouse slip fuck show, there's still stuff out there, by the way.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't do that on the bus.
Yeah.
I saw a guy watching porn on the Metro last week. I told you guys about that.
Yep.
Disney, buy our podcast or we're buying the domain. Disney or Mickey Mouse slip fuck show. .com.
We cannot buy more. We still own pornhubcaps.com?
No, it expired like 5 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
I went to it today. No more porn hubcaps, everyone.
Rip.
If you missed it, you missed it forever.
Oh, man.
Big
memes gotta die.
Big
end of an era.
If 100 people sign up to our Patreon, we'll reinstitute pornhubcaps.com.
Sure. That's like 96 more people. Yeah. Thank you to everybody who's already there, though.
Yeah. You guys are great.
Alrighty. So, yeah, over 100 years later, they relaunched it. So, starting on January 29th, 2491, after civil wars began to intensify, 65 soldiers were recruited. Following their training, an additional 100 volunteers were accepted. So, or the Orion Project, the new Coke Orion Project, now had 165 soldiers in its ranks.
Okay. 65 went well. They're like, let's get another 100 on board.
Yeah, like, we can do that. Don't double it. That'd be crazy, but like...
Yeah, maybe a bit more than double
it. No, 65 times 2 is 130.
Oh, I thought it was 65 plus 100. You just said 165.
It's 165 total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 65 over double it.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I'm an idiot. I was like, no, Ethan. 135 is the larger number in this equation.
It's 130, first of all.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Excuse me.
And 165 is definitely more than 130.
When do we get to deathmatch?
Yeah.
Soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then they built Blood Gulch.
Yeah. They said, we'll call this Blood Gulch, and there will be a blue base on that side and a red base on that side.
Yeah, and then they'll just fight endlessly for no reason.
We'll put two jeeps in it, and then we'll put two alien flying vehicles in it, but the flying vehicles can't fly out of the gulch.
Yeah, so they'll just blow up if they go too high. So the Orion program saw the augmentation of these soldiers' muscles, lungs, skeletons, vision, hearing, and balance. Thus creating a unit of the 165 best surfers in Hawaii.
Okay. Because you need good lungs.
Yeah, and good balance.
Mm-hmm.
So these tubular dudes and babes would hit the figurative swells in January 2496, so 5 years
swells
later.
Swells being like the flood?
Nope.
Well, think about it. Think about what I said, though.
Being like worker rebellions.
Like a swell of flood.
You know what? If I was in the writing room at Bungie and I made this surfer joke, you'd be right. But
we would fast track the flood to 2461 or whatever.
Exactly. But apparently they never thought about it.
I like that quote for you. Think of what I said, though.
That's a good one.
Honestly, that could be my catchphrase.
Put Stinius Craig over you.
So in January 2496, 5 years after they got all roided up and became really good surfers, Oni launched Operation Charlemagne, named after the French king of...
France.
He apparently changed the political landscape of Europe sometime before the year 1000.
I know very little about Charlemagne.
That's... I'm not even going to say that's all I know. That is all I can say.
I think he would... I want to venture a guess, a complete blind guess here, that he's somehow tied to the English having a monarchy.
I think France is in general, though, but I'm just going
to
be talking about
I think
my
it was Charlemagne.
Here.
I think Charlemagne's descendants led to the English monarchy.
Jamie?
James, weigh in on this.
Europe's, like, kind of far.
Far from?
Here.
Space.
Oh, okay. Relative to...
To my day-to-day travels.
Wait.
To my life experience.
No, it's far from here to Europe.
Based
relative to
my day-to-day travels.
But your day-to-day travels are here, so they're equally as far from Europe.
From here to... I don't want to explain this to you. It's not fun.
I think because we go east to go to work, our offices are all slightly closer to Europe.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows we're west of France.
Uh-oh.
Dude, you outed us.
The Germans are going to get us.
Everything's west of France if you go west enough.
Yeah.
I guess so.
The sun never sets on the British Empire, and the sun never stops setting on the French Empire.
And the sun never technically goes down.
We say from a former French colony.
You know what's cool to think about? Every time the sun goes around the Earth, there's a line
The sun does not go around the Earth.
Well,
Not to be pedantic.
Sorry. Every time the Earth goes around the sun, every time the sun is like rising in a certain place, if you like looked at the globe, there would just be like a line of people brushing their teeth all the way around the globe, all times. It never stops. Yeah,
you know, it's like a wave.
That's pretty good.
Like a wave, a flood.
We're pretty coordinated in that way. Speaking of coordination, going back to the military.
Yeah, they're good balance.
And they brush their teeth. Mm-hmm. They're augmented super teeth.
Yeah.
So the walnut...
They brush their teeth 15% faster. Yeah.
The nutcracker industry collapsed because they could just chew their walnuts open.
They swallow them whole and their digestive tracts were so strong.
You must be able to subsist off of anything you can find out in space.
Yeah. Here, Brazil nuts, what the fuck?
Here stationed on Walnut 2. Yeah. So this is going to be a note about who... they're known as Orions, these augmented soldiers. Who were these Orions sent to fight in Operation Charlemagne? Prior to all the 165 Orions being completed, the UNSC Marine Corps, the UNSC Marine Colonel, named Robert Watts, became a turncoat and joined with the Secessionist Union, eventually becoming its leader.
Good for him.
The Secessionist Union and the People's Occupation both originally submitted a formal request to break from the United Earth Government, or UEG. However, the UEG told them to go to hell and keep mining for space resources.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know...
We need them.
We need them.
Earth's too cold.
Yeah.
We gotta heat it up.
Now we've got global cooling because it's 2400 and we overshot it.
Yeah. We made things too good.
We banned too many cars. Yeah. There needs to be a natural car atmosphere balance on
that's
Earth.
It. Yeah.
We gotta go get all tires off of Mars so we can burn them here.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at Pluto. Let's look at Uranus. Let's look at Neptune, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars.
No cars.
What do they all have in common?
No cars.
Very cold. No cars.
Boom.
Coincidence? Okay. James?
I don't think
counterpoint.
So.
Counterpoint is that they don't have a population.
Yeah, you know what we need
to
do?
That's actually pretty smart.
We need to move 2.5 hours of fucking downtown Bombay traffic to Mars. Boom. Terraformed in,
in 2 days.
A week and a half. 10 days, those guys are sitting there honking at some guy with the back of a pickup tied to a donkey. So the Union managed to take over... Oh, excuse me. This whole secessionist thing and the rejection of their withdrawal from the UEG, this led to tensions between the workers and the government, eventually leading to what is known as the insurrection in 2494.
Okay.
So this is 2 years before they've got super surfers to take care of this problem.
Okay. So they're revolting.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an insurrection.
Staging a coup.
Yes.
If you will. A coup d'etat.
The Union...
Bring back the French thing.
Coup d'état.
Yeah, you never get over your old colonial.
What is
ways.
The direct
Still
translation?
Talking
cut
French.
Of the state, like
yeah,
or like a state.
Cut the state.
Yeah. Cut the state. Okay.
Because
coup d'état. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Cut. It's a coup. Coup d'état.
Coup d'état.
One of them coup d'états.
One of them coup d'états. So the
Jamie's
Union...
getting sorry to interrupt the podcast. Jamie is getting batted at by the cat.
I woke her up and she wasn't happy about it.
Oh, she's a good studio cat.
She smells the smoked salmon on your fingers.
Oh, it's true.
And now she's upset you didn't bring any.
Yeah, now she knows.
Oh,
remember
no.
when I said she'll never know?
I meant to bring salmon for the kitty. I gave some to my puppy,
and none to my cat.
No, it's kind of tough bringing salmon on the bus. But...
You maniac!
Yeah,
like a whole salmon. It's like a big 8-pound fish.
Well, I was planning on just keeping it in my hand the whole time in a cupped hand.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to put saran wrap around your hand if you're going to do that.
That's a good point.
Just put your whole
hand. Just put a rubber glove on over it.
Oh. Come here, take off, like peel it off, and just flop like salmon onto the ground.
Flop a big fucking strip of salmon for the cat.
Eat up.
So
bring some for me next time.
It's
too.
Warm.
Yeah,
you got two hands. That's two portions of salmon. So the Union managed to take over the colony of Eridanus II using terrorist bombings, assassination, kidnappings, and also having some sympathetic politicians on the inside of the colonial military.
Okay.
By 2495...
Look, it's terrible what they're doing to you guys, the hard workers, the unions. I'm going to stay over here on Earth where it's like safe, and I'm going to stay, you know, part of the system. I'm going to fight it from the inside for you, but make sure to vote for me in the next election, and I am totally sympathetic to your plight.
These politicians were actually in and around the colony of Eridanus.
Okay.
So still probably that exact conversation. But not quite so far away, thanks.
Okay.
So it's, not quite as spineless as you, like, may have imagined.
It's like the Australian Prime Minister visiting the bushfires and getting snubbed by all those firefighters.
Oh, terrible. just terrible. Just so sad to see something like this, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the
city,
I gotta go back
to Parliament, you know? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's rough. That sucks. But, yeah. Keep your chin up, boys.
Yeah.
Brought a bucket of water. I'll just leave it here.
Yeah. I'm gonna borrow some coal. It's cold back there.
It's all getting made out there anyway. You can just, like, pick it out of the ground at this point.
Entire planets made out of coal.
Think about it. We'd be so rich. We wouldn't even need cars anymore.
Yeah.
We could warm up the earth that way.
You go home with, like, your pockets full of coal. Feed your kids with it. Eat up, Jimmy. It's great for the digestion.
Yum, Dad.
It's supposed to be good for your teeth. They have a lot of, like...
charcoal toothpaste?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
People brushing their teeth all at the same time with charcoal toothpaste.
Yeah, we just had this discussion.
As the sun orbits the coal planet.
Yes, actually, the more that I think about it, it's not only just one wave, it's opposite sides. Because
night and day.
Night and day. So when you look straight down when you're brushing your teeth, someone on the other side is brushing their teeth, too.
You're right.
Oh my god. It's the most insightful thing you've ever said.
Soulmates. Jamie says, tucking his hand into his pocket, pointing Jamie his says, pipe stem at Ethan.
Jamie says, brushing his teeth and looking straight down in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Oh my god.
Merman Jamie is brushing his teeth too. Both of them are eating smoked salmon while brushing their teeth. Yeah.
Mermaid Jamie just has, like, an urchin on the end of a stick.
Though. Yeah.
So by 2495...
They make salmon toothpaste, by the way, but it's for animals.
Yeah. For animals, Peter.
It's for animals, yeah.
Thank God.
Peter, you don't have to buy it. Nobody's forcing you.
I do now.
If I want my cat to kiss me on the mouth... Like,
all right. She does.
When I come by next time, I'll put the salmon in my gloves and the toothpaste in my socks. So, we'll bring it over, yeah.
Because you're always washing your feet for luck.
Yep.
Just jam the smoked salmon into the tube of toothpaste.
Well, that defeats the purpose, I think.
Smoked toothpaste?
Smoked toothpaste? Yeah. No, thank you.
Anyway.
Got to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah. I'm drawing the line there, damn. We're talking about space.
Okay, yeah, sorry. We are talking about Halo.
By 2495, the secessionist union had managed to take over the entire colony, leading the colonial military to request help from the UEG. So they were like, hello, United Earth Government.
You remember when you said...
Oops, too many communists.
Yeah, you remember when you told the communists that they weren't allowed to secede? Yep, I remember that. Okay, and then you told us that we had to fight them to make sure that they don't secede.
Correct.
Okay, well now, there's a lot of them, and there's not very many of us. Could you maybe send someone to help?
You know what? This is a point I wanted to bring up. Normally we make fun of the real United Nations and real governments and fictional governments because they're all kind of toothless. In this case, the UEG was just like, guys, have we got the solution for you?
We have 165 soldiers to send your way.
Yep, then that's exactly what they did.
Could you just imagine that? Like, yeah, there's about 100,000 insurrectionists. Our force is at 35,000. We're better equipped, but the numbers are kind of starting to show. Okay, we'll send 165.
Yeah.
Could you... maybe a couple more.
They're like superhuman. Like one Orion is as good as like two normal guys.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
cool, yeah, that's not even close, but fine, whatever.
Pete, 65 times two, or 165 times two, real quick.
It's 330.
Yeah. Just like the time.
Yep. Somewhere.
Yep. Somebody's brushing their teeth right now.
Two people are.
Yeah, at least.
One on one side and one on the other. If anyone is listening to this podcast while brushing their teeth, they're going to be super freaked out.
Yeah, exactly. Like you right there listening right now.
You, listener.
Have you seen that subreddit where people put a piece of bread on the earth and they contact someone who's like exactly opposite of on the earth and they put a bread too and they make an earth sandwich?
Earth sandwich.
Amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people do it.
The internet truly has given us infinite gifts.
Like Halo.
Yeah, like Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Operation Charlemagne. Turns out, we're making fun of this government and their 165 super soldiers. Operation Charlemagne was a massive success.
Mm-hmm.
I
believe it. They kept doing it for hundreds of years.
No, not even.
as we know from, well, they kept making Spartans.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Well, we're going to get into
it evolved into greater things.
We'll get into some more stuff about the Spartan program, because right now it's still branded as Orion.
It's not like the Treadstone project from the Bourne Identity, where they like did it for a while. They were like, this is too crazy, and then pulled the plug.
No, yeah. It's not like that at all, actually.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that is.
I haven't seen the Bourne Identity.
No.
Me neither.
Oh, neither of you have.
No.
Okay.
Jason Bourne.
I know the meme.
I know there's like
Jason Bourne, and people are chasing Bourne, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I know.
No,
like,
you don't, because you haven't seen it. But
there's a lot of them. There's like,
yeah, it could have been a romantic comedy.
There's Bourne Identity, Bourne Crisis, Bourne Again, Bourne. Like, there's a bunch of them.
There's right? One of those, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the Bourne Again Christians.
Jason Bourne Again.
Where it's just like a regular sermon, but it's all fucking shaky cam.
I mean, it is a lot like him, because the whole thing is like, he has amnesia, and he wakes up not knowing who he is, and he's basically born again as Jason Bourne.
Oh, there you go. So the Orion operatives...
Get at us, Paramount.
please. Oh my God. The Orion operatives managed to get in, get out, and all without being seen, and also destroy an insurgent base, and then extract, only suffering one casualty.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Fucking
ooh,
Ted.
Who died?
Yeah.
Greg, fastidious Greg, no!
super fastidious Greg.
Super, part of the combine was seeing how fast someone could clean and tank his face. And I'm very good at that.
So this led to wild, like, Alex Jones levels of speculation and conspiracy theories about, like, government-operated super assassins.
Which all turned out to be true,
and
I guess.
Exactly.
Just like all of Alex Jones's conspiracy
the
theories.
The cloud people,
they
the
turned
queen,
out to be true.
Every politician are all lizards.
Gay frogs.
Gay frogs, especially that one.
The elites don't want you to know this, but the geese at the park, they're free. I have 385 geese.
That's so fucking funny.
Fucking dumbass.
So people were like speculating wildly about these unkillable shadow operatives, and Oni was just like, nuh-uh, none of that's true.
Never heard of it.
With their right hand, and then with their left hand, they were totally creating more super soldier propaganda to, like, scare.
Like, seeding,
Yeah, exactly.
Seeding the fears.
They were just like, none of that's true, guys. What did you think it was? Oh, did you think that they could breathe fire and shoot laser vision? Wow, how crazy.
Yeah.
Moments later, posters start getting printed in newspapers of, Oni operatives have laser vision and fire breath. Yeah. Just like, oh, son of a bitch. Yeah.
If I can't trust the state-run media, who can I trust?
Yeah, exactly. Podcasts out in space must have been so fucking good.
Yeah.
Can you imagine fucking Space Joe Rogan and 600 Years? Just like,
man, you hear about like the Oni guys that these people keep talking about, like Orion, man? Like, like you think, like, they got like laser vision, man.
Joe. That's not a thing, man. We don't got to worry about that. We do have to worry about the fact that they can breathe poison, though. No fire breath. They do breathe.
Really?
Concentrated amounts of poison into
that.
The atmosphere.
I didn't hear.
They can poison an entire coal planet in minutes.
Maybe it's all.
See, they can't have fire breath because they'd light the whole planet on fire.
Right. And that'd be a waste of coal.
That'd be a big waste.
You know
of coal.
What isn't poison? The Joe Rogan protein powder, and you can pick this up.
Sponsored by Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
dog.
Podcasts in space would be great because, as we know, the biggest damper to a podcast is gravity.
Oh yeah.
The hardest thing about recording a podcast is having to deal with gravity while we're doing it.
It's sitting upright.
Yeah.
I got them all stuck in this mattress leaned up against the wall, this Casper mattress.
You could be floating in space.
Could be floating everywhere.
Casper mattresses would be twice as comfortable.
They would be.
In space.
But that would just be, what's twice as comfortable as infinity comfortable?
At least 65.
Oh, that's true. At least 135.
Yeah. It's less than 160, I think.
So if you guys remember Robert Watts or Slippery Bob.
The leader, the guy who turncoated.
As they like to call him. Exactly. Old Slippery Bob managed to escape this kill squad of indestructible ninjas.
Now, did they let him escape?
No, he just got away on his own.
Okay.
He's still a UNSC Marine, so he's not useless.
Okay.
He just doesn't have the nigh unbreakable ceramic bones that like all these other guys had.
Ceramic's pretty breakable. I think bone is stronger than ceramic.
Yeah, it is. Ceramic? I broke one.
Dr. Jamie approves.
Yeah.
I broke it. I have dropped a plate from this high, and it is broken. I have fallen from this high, and I am not broken.
I've dropped Ethan from my shoulders to the ground.
Oh, slammed.
And none of his bones broke?
It was fine. Yeah, well, he rolled around groaning a bit, but it was fine.
All right, let's do a dramatic reenactment. Jamie, get down on all fours. I'll climb onto your back.
So,
one
that was
leg up.
This
would be so much easier in zero G's.
On a Casper mattress. So that was in 2496. In 2497, Oni extended the operation with regular soldiers. They're like, ninjas did their work. Orion took care of things. You guys, whatever. Just make sure nobody gets too equal rightsy. Yeah. Just like whatever. Just,
just you can have peace, but not love. Or you can have love, but not peace.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't let the hippies decide, but it's got to be one.
Yeah. Not everybody love everybody. Everybody loves somebody.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody loved the government.
So thanks to the unforeseen success of super soldiers, Oni used them in Operation Veritas, where they managed to weed out, capture, or kill all the members of the government that were sympathetic to the insurrection.
That means truth in old Italian.
I was actually going to throw it to you because we were talking about Latin before the podcast.
Oh, you were playing blast.
And I thought I was going to put you on blast and be like, oh, Jamie, what does that mean in Latin? But you know. Well, it is good. Truth in old Italian, as you say.
These assassinations were following the finding of them with Veritas. The assassinations were known as Operation Kaleidoscope, which is old Italian for what, Jamie?
That is old Italian for hippie.
Yeah.
Old Italian for look through too many lights. Yeah. Ooh.
Well, that'd be like Kaleoscope.
Okay. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Or Kaleoscope would be the old Italian pronunciation for that.
Sounds more Greek.
Does it? Kaleon? I wouldn't know. me and my one eyebrow.
Me, Fastidious Greg, I hate kaleidoscopes. They're too eclectic. They're all over the place. You can't tidy that up. You look in there, it looks like everything's messy.
It's so stressful.
I just cleaned.
They are time patterns, I rotate it. They're patterns, but they're changing patterns, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oni and the UNSC figured the best way to crush the rebels was to kill the idea. So between 2502 and 2506, they managed to kill four of the major players in the insurrection.
Okay, so when they said kill the idea, they meant keep killing people.
Kill the leaders. kill people with ideas in their heads.
So before that, they were just killing random members of the insurrection?
Well, like soldiers, I guess. Yeah, exactly.
There's a guy
like,
with gun, we kill him.
Yeah, right? It's going to be a hell of a lot more efficient if we just, like, kill the people who are...
I can't believe it took them that long to figure it out.
Yeah, I know, like 8 years. Yeah. Kill the leaders of the insurrection? Ah, oh, Fastidious Greg, you're at it again.
We keep killing low-ranking members of this terrorist faction, and nothing seems to be changing.
I keep killing nameless grunts that all dress the same. I don't know. Yeah. Know who the fuck I'm supposed to be.
What about that guy with the cape? He looks important. Let's leave him for now.
What do the grunts sound like in Halo again? I'm trying to remember. I look like that. Yeah.
One Orion operative, who we may be familiar with, named Avery Johnson.
Oh, I am familiar.
Assassinated Gerald Ander with a huge fucking gun that blew him completely in half.
Okay.
That was the final assassination of the Kaleidoscope.
Got it.
Operation. And this pretty much ended the threat posed by the secessionist union. They had no political power left whatsoever after his assassination, but didn't obviously end any and all chances of a rebellion, what with Robert Watts still being on the lam, but the secessionist union was objectively finished. So Bobby Watts is still out there.
He could start it back up.
He could restart a rebellion of some description.
But for now.
But the secessionist union, done.
What does it mean to be on the lam?
On the run.
Running from the cops or the feds.
Do you ride a lamb?
You can.
I don't think it's the best idea. I think your feet will go faster than riding a lamb.
Depends on the lamb.
Yeah.
Lambs are small.
Maybe it's a very big lamb. Very big, strong lamb.
Or a mountain goat. That's kind of like a lamb.
Well, that's no. Baby goats are called kids.
I'd take two limbs over.
That'd be on the kid. And you do not want to be on the kid when the feds are around.
I'd
let me tell you.
Two limbs over one lamb any day.
Especially not Oni, fuck. So Orion was then deactivated in 2506, and the 165 members were all sent out into different special forces branches of the military.
Okay, just return to regular life.
Yeah. Thanks, ninjas. You guys are basically indestructible, and you know more than any civilian or regular grunt ever possibly should, so that'll probably never come back to haunt you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a care package on the way out.
Oh. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
About what... Did the first group already leave? Okay. Could you guys go tell the first group to not tell anybody?
Tell them with these guns.
Yeah. I'll send out a memo, but yeah.
A secret memo.
Obviously, don't tell anybody about all the clandestine shit.
All the assassinations that we've been doing.
All the political assassinations.
The crazy science.
Suppress the workers and the common man who votes for us. Like, don't let any of that get out, because it's going to look really bad for us.
Yeah.
I got to get reelected next term, so.
Mm-hmm. So these soldiers, after returning to these other special forces branches, often showed side effects from all the science that they were pumped full of, and many of them were discharged due to mental instability.
Well, yeah. I see that. I mean... Yeah. You have someone kill people for a job, and like kill defenseless people. Probably, I think most assassinations are probably more defenseless. You have them do that for a job, and it probably fucks them up a little bit.
Yeah, you think you'd probably have a few reservations about that.
Yep.
My mic's flying. I don't know what it is. This is at 33 minutes. Okay.
I think I put it out too far. Like, I need to keep it more vertical kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then just get closer.
Hey, Jambo.
Hi. I feel good. My chest cracked when I did that. Yeah.
Got to stretch your sternum a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm not being alpha enough at work, I guess.
You
got to enter the room chest first.
That was the end of a paragraph, too, so that's a good one. All right.
Well, one little adjustment before we...
Just.
Before we start, it's better to do it now. Okay.
So after all the side effects, Oni obviously didn't want anybody to find out about all their science assassins. So Oni made up a completely fake disease called Borin's syndrome.
You've got Borin's!
To explain the side effects to the public. Like, obviously the Oni operatives, the Orion operatives all knew that it was... the augmentations that they volunteered for that were fucking up their bones and brains and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But Oni was just like, oh no, don't shake hands with that guy. Borin's is very contagious.
No, I'm telling you, the government's been killing people for fucking years, man.
Don't worry, Purell kills 99.9% of all Borin's.
Yeah, give me the Purell. Give me the Purell. I need it. My hands will never be clean again.
Some Orions, however, did just fine. And managed to serve way longer than a normal person. Soldiers like Sergeant Avery Johnson managed to serve for 40 more years.
Mm.
So Sergeant Johnson is an Orion operative, and he's like 70 something.
Yeah, he was like a babby, I guess.
He would have been middle aged because he's like 70 something apparently canonically in Halo 1 and 2 and 3.
Okay.
But
wow.
His augmentations.
He looks good.
It's his augmentations. Reacted poorly to it. Not everybody was a piss baby and ended up with Borin's syndrome.
It's like, man up, fucking push all that guilt way down and never let it come out.
Do not go crazy. Eat your vegetables. Vegetables prevent Borin's.
Yeah.
You don't want to get Borin's. It's like scurvy. You just like...
How many husbands do you think to their wives would be like, honey, you gotta quit with that small talk. You're giving me Borin's.
It was probably... in every space sitcom.
Yeah, right?
Because sitcoms always revert to the 50s when you go out into space.
Yeah, that's it. It was the turn of the century. I mean, it was...
Yeah, that's true. It was 2502 at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
02, that's a very low number.
So it's low tech.
It's at least one.
Low tech.
Now,
it's
you may have noticed...
a little more than one.
It's at least.
I think almost double.
Is it lower than 135? Which
yes.
is higher than 165.
Well...
Somewhere between 165 and 135.
Debatable.
All right. So you may have noticed... I haven't really said Spartan a whole lot in this here episode.
No,
titled...
but I have. I've been harping on it.
Yeah, Ethan said it a lot.
Well, the episode is titled Lore Boys Get Horny About Spartans.
Okay, well, okay. Maybe.
So we'll following see. The deactivation of Orion, the UNSC still had to deal with insurrection forces throughout the colonies. Turns out all that political assassination didn't really end people's desire for fucking rights and shit.
No. We killed your leaders. Go back to work now.
Yeah.
We did it. We won. We did our part where we kill your leaders, your source of hope and inspiration, and you all should return to the drudgery of day-to-day life.
Our propaganda spy masters at Oni have been printing newspapers stating that we won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't you been reading the news?
Yeah. All the newspapers that we drop from the sky over your embattled colony.
We follow the wave of people brushing their teeth and drop the newspapers thereafter.
Yeah. They've just got a bunch of paper boys that just like circle the globe.
Yeah, yeah.
Just following the sunset.
Yeah. At the speed of the rotation of the coal planets.
Yep.
So if you thought the first bits of this was a little morally dubious, you ain't seen nothing yet. A man named Dr. Elias Carver came up with a theory that if space couldn't get its politics sorted out, up to 5 billion people would be killed in the next 40 years.
Do we have a total human population in the galaxy?
Maybe. I didn't look it up.
Okay.
5 billion apparently was cause for concern.
It's an arbitrary number.
Ethan, do you really do not worry about 5 million or 5 billion lives if there's like a trillion people?
I mean, it's different is all I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a trillion people because I don't know if human population could hit that in 500
there's
years.
There's like a different amount of, there's like a different size drop in a different size bucket that would affect someone's opinion of this, right?
Yeah, right? Because like if it was a trillion,
It's a very small
Do you push the fat man to stop the train that's going to kill 5 billion people?
Yeah, yeah. there's
That's a big guy.
Push the moon. Switch the track. It's like, if you switch the track, you get to save 5 billion people, but you kill the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, the moon.
It's you kill 5 billion people, or you kill one guy who's the size of 5 billion people.
Oh. Speaking
think of the size of the lamb he'd have to ride.
If he wanted to get away from the government.
Yeah, it'd be at least 65 big.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of moon, I just decided there's a VR game for Prey that's out, and I...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I
oh, really?
Saw it on the PS Store. It said unavailable, but I might have to get it, and you'll have to get in it, because Prey's your thing.
Yeah, Prey's, yeah. I still have the hardest boner on Earth for that game.
Yeah, exactly.
Still. Yeah.
For that Moon Crash or whatever it's...
Moon Crash is fantastic,
DLC,
yeah.
Exactly.
So we have another doctor here named Catherine Halsey, who might be familiar to anybody who's played Halo 4?
I have not.
No?
I mean, I have. I haven't beat it.
She's the old lady that sounds like Cortana.
Okay.
She's in Halo Reach as well, actually.
Is it Cortana?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so, sort of.
Good.
Cortana's from Halo. What game is Siri from?
From Marathon. When Bungie made Mac exclusive games.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now they ported her over to Solitaire, though.
Yeah.
So she had been studying the Carver findings. This is the Doomsday Report, basically like 40 years to stop the end of the human civilization out in space.
Did he carve all his findings into like stone or something?
Into coal planets.
Okay, yeah.
It's much easier that way.
Coal caves.
Yeah, it was all just like rubbings.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we usually use the coal to write things, but they just carved out of the coal or what?
Yeah, he just had like a series of little charcoal dolls that had to be interpreted by fucking scientists, apparently.
Jamie, for the record, they are making graphite pencils now. You can switch from charcoal.
No, graphite's just new coal.
New coal. New coal, just like Siri's old Cortana.
Yeah. And Latin's old Italian.
Old Italian. So she was trying to kind of improve the accuracy of the report. So she was like, do we have 35 years? Do we have 41? Like, what exactly is going on?
Yeah. I'll get around to solving the political crisis, but I need to know to the day how much time we'll have. So I'm going to take a couple years figuring that out, and then I'll actually tackle the problem
of
the political unrest.
I'm not going to panic until I know I have to.
Of 5 billion people. 5 billion people being a relatively large or small amount. We don't know, because Peter didn't look up the total number of people alive at the time.
I didn't.
I still care about that many people.
I mean, it is a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, Jamie... You might have a point. That's a lot of people.
It's a big number.
That's like at least 165.
Way more than that. Well, how many people are currently on Earth? 7 billion?
I haven't counted lately.
Closer to 8.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's like 3 billion between China and India.
And India.
There's like 3 of us in this room even. So like,
that's 1 billion per.
Yeah. Guess how many people were on Earth in 1950?
2 billion?
1 million.
1 million. 3.5 billion.
And
it's doubled in the last.
How about
that's a quick double for you, 3.5 to 7.
Yeah.
How about in the 1200s?
Lots of fucking no condoms. That's how we
probably
did
less.
How about 1945 versus now?
1945 is probably around 3.5.
Think so? It would have been less than because that whole big war thing happened.
Yeah. Yeah, but like
Africa
15
kept
million
babies.
People.
China
15
kept
million people.
Babies.
Let's say I don't know how many people died in World War II. Let's say 15 million. That's a small drop in the bucket of a billion because it's like. A billion is 1,000 times more than a million.
Hear that, listeners? Peter thinks that World War II didn't matter.
Not what I said.
World War II, a drop in the bucket, quote Peter O'Donnell. Talk to me when that number's up to 5 billion, okay?
Yeah. We've got to pump those numbers up, man.
So Catherine
Halsey,
who will become Cortana, is looking into the Carver report, which is the Carver report was the estimation of 5 billion people will die
in 40 years
if this political unrest in the galaxy in
Correct.
The future is not resolved.
So in 2510, at the age of 18, so she was still hot.
She was only just legally hot.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Before that, she was a child to me and ugly.
Yeah. I don't see them.
Peter O'Donoghue, 2020.
I don't see them.
This is my Peter O'Donoghue voice.
She agreed to work for Oni. So she's young, she's reckless, she's 18 years old, fresh out of college or something, and she's reading these Carver things. And
okay,
Oni,
so the people at Oni are like, okay, this very well-respected political scientist,
Elias Carver,
said that 5 billion people were going to die. this doesn't seem that important. Give it to the intern.
Yeah, basically.
She's just like, okay, I'll do my best.
So she started to work for Oni. They went and hired her. Specifically, she started working for Section 3's Special Project Division.
Okay.
Generation 2 of the Orion Project had a few mission statements in mind. We're a family, no gods above Walmart, and crush the non-believers.
Yeah. Tiny feet, get you closer to the stove, crush the non-believers.
Crush the non-believers. The first goal was to create a group of super elite soldiers meant to stamp out rebellions in their infancy without too many military casualties, so you don't want to waste any money. The second goal was to minimize civilian casualties and avert civil war, which is actually kind of a good one, right?
I mean, avert civil war as in maintain the status quo, which is suddenly less of a good one.
But also,
I'm on the side of the insurrectionists here, so I think civil war is a good thing.
But also, minimize civilian casualties.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
Guillotine them.
The third goal.
Just like Charlie Mang.
Space guillotine.
Just like Charlie Mang.
Oh, wait. A guillotine wouldn't work in space.
It wouldn't fall.
No. You need some sort of spring-loaded guillotine. We don't have that kind of technology.
Guy with the loose, like, executioner mask just floating around on his face.
Yeah, like eye holes.
It's like an executioner mask over a space helmet. Like, over his body.
Swings to cut the rope and it just, like, floating nothing. Yeah.
The guy in the guillotine
spinning because he swung the axe. Yeah.
The guy in the guillotine has his, like, in space helmet on, too. Like, oh my god.
You've got the eye holes just kind of like orbiting the space. He can only see every once in a while.
Yeah. Hands out wildly, like one hand on the mast trying to hold it steady, the other hand like holding his axe. He's like upside down trying to swing. Like,
well, one of them's upside down. It's relative in space.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Just like Jamie is relative.
How do they know when to brush their teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
If they're not upside down just or like, right side up. Yeah.
Jamie's relatively upside down from France or something.
Yeah.
At least.
At least.
And their third goal was to substantially reduce the cost of the conventional means of pacification.
Okay. That sounds terrible.
Less bullets per rebel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit ain't free.
Yeah. These rebels seem too armored or something.
Halsey.
Why are they trying to defend their lives?
Yeah. Halsey had some ideas. Yeah, kill them while they sleep.
Yeah.
Nobody's wearing armor while they sleep. So much easier. You can use knives.
They're like, here, intern, give us another reason to reinstitute this, like, covert ops ghost in the night scenario that we had going before. And make it look good on paper.
Yeah, exactly. It's cheap.
Yeah.
Like, all right. All right. Now you're speaking my language.
Oh, because they'll do it for basically free because we've conditioned them to the point where we basically own them.
Oh, we'll get to that point.
Okay, good.
Things go swiftly, morally downhill from here.
Great.
Okay, well, you keep saying morally downhill, but we're pretty low.
We're pretty low.
I feel like we're pretty low, Pete.
Just because we're going downhill and you've closed your eyes doesn't mean there's not more hill to slide down. Halsey had some more ideas. First, rebrand. We're Spartans now. Spartan 2s, actually, and the Orion is now the Spartan 1 program.
Look, we have a public image problem. Let's rename ourselves after the classic warriors who used to throw weak babies into pits.
Nice. We'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
That'll really turn our image.
Second, these soldiers must be instilled with military value and the meaning of war.
Okay, let's keep doing what we're doing where we train soldiers.
Yeah. Actually, fuck that. You can't teach that to enlisted soldiers. What we should do is use the genetic data we've collected through our vaccination program to find children with high physical and mental potential and then just fucking kidnap them during the night.
Oh, now it's Gattaca.
Yeah. Now, you may ask, what if these parents wake up in the morning and remember having tucked in their child the previous night?
Oh, you kill those.
Well, boom. You replace them with something called a flash clone. They'll never know the difference.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, mother. Yeah. Where is my Cheerios?
Yeah.
Now, a flash clone is exactly what it sounds
like. A robot.
A flash clone is exactly what
Please
it sounds like.
Please recharge battery.
It is
our son's first words.
It is a quick, get-the-job-done clone of a 5 to 6-year-old child.
So it's like, I'm literally picturing, I know Peter hasn't watched Rick and Morty, but in Rick and Morty, they make a clone at some point.
I have seen most of the
episodes. It's the cold open. It's that...
Not what I'm thinking of, okay, but go ahead. Well, I was thinking of the episode where Rick leaves Summer in his car, his flying car or whatever.
Oh, like, yeah, the jelly kid.
And they make the clone of the kid's dead or the guy's dead son. And he's like, please leave the car alone, and then just dissolves into a flesh goop.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the cold open where it's a simulation where the whole family's going around Rick, and it's like the aliens have essentially replaced his family around him. Okay. And he's dissecting a rat, being like, this is like shoddy work, you know? Like, this is a simulation, and he knows if he takes apart a rat, he can find
He could tell.
Yeah.
Now, how reliable is this kid with the baloney organs, you may ask?
Not very.
No.
That's why I thought of the... I just told you, I thought of the goo
you
child.
You could take the clones, though. Why do you take the originals and leave the clones? Why
Because he's about to tell us that these baloney organ children dissolve into goop.
Most of them quickly died of gene failure, which was explained by Oni as a pre-existing condition.
God damn it, Levi's and Strauss.
Yeah, so Oni was just like, oh no, your kid was sick this whole time.
With, what was the disease? Boritis.
It was Borin syndrome Borin's, 2.
Yeah, Borin 2.
Borin 2, much, much more dangerous.
It's, switch the R and the N on that.
Yeah. Robins.
Well, no, boner.
Boner syndrome.
Don't switch to me with anything.
Robins. I'm not as sharp as I normally am. Yeah.
We all work today, which we don't normally do before we podcast. Exactly.
So this controversial decision...
Well, I always work because I'm fastidious Greg and I'm always tidy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. This controversial decision to replace children with no-name brand versions of themselves actually led to the arrest of Dr. Halsey, which she found to be hypocritical. And actually, while talking to an Oni agent named Sarah Palmer, she said, so this is Sarah Palmer, you're a traitor and a war criminal. That's all there is to it. Catherine Halsey replied, it's awfully convenient for you to think of me that way, isn't it, Palmer? You can't be that naive. You really think I could have pulled off everything I've been accused of without the full support of Oni and of the entire UNSC? Consider the resources, the budgets. You think those decisions were made unilaterally? Whether it was signed form or a wink, they approved it all.
Oh, my goodness. I was just trying to enjoy a succulent Chinese meal. This man touched my penis.
Have you seen that video?
You've mentioned it before.
There's a guy getting arrested, and he's just like such a gentleman as he's getting arrested. Yeah. And then he just says that.
Yeah. I do like that she's going the whistleblower defense route.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, yeah, fuck it, get me a lawyer.
Yeah.
If I speak loudly enough, I won't Jeffrey Epstein in jail.
Oof.
Catherine Halsey didn't kill herself.
Yeah. As a child, I really enjoyed the Halo series, and I love that you're turning all the beloved characters from my childhood franchise into war criminals. With
no
episode,
problem.
Peter.
Master Chief's parents had no idea where we went, and he basically dissolved in their arms.
Yeah. And
it should happen.
And Cortana signed the order, and Johnson, his mentor and or father figure from the games, was like a progenitor war criminal who assassinated a bunch of people.
Dora the Explorer got her monkey by bleeding its parents out slowly in front of it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That happened.
Tune in next week for Dora the Explorer lore.
Yeah. it's actually even darker than Halo. So after being kidnapped in 2517, the 75 children that were abducted during the night were taken to the colony planet of Reach.
Okay, I'm familiar with the word.
And placed under the command of Chief Petty Officer Franklin Mendez at the Fleetcom Reach Military Complex.
Okay.
Franklin Mendez.
Their family names were taken and replaced with numbers like John 117 or Kelly 087, Kelly being one of his friends.
Sure.
Like, basically, his best friend is, if I recall the book properly.
Okay.
Yeah, Kelly, Fred, and Linda, I think, are John's.
I like how they only stole white children for this operation.
Yeah, I know.
They did. Yeah.
It's so far in the future, dude.
I mean, Master Chief's a white guy. I don't know what anybody else looks like under their suit.
John, Joshua, Paul.
What was that other guy? Like, Avery Franklin?
Avery Johnson? Right. Sergeant Johnson's a black dude.
He's a black guy?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Franklin Mendez?
Franklin Mendez is clearly Spanish.
Well, Franklin's not that Spanish.
Well, his parents can choose a name.
Yeah.
It's a multi-ethnic space, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, now you're like... Now
that's
you're...
the coolest superhero.
Multi-ethnic spaceman. <Yeah. laughs> He's so
with the power,
to
with
everybody.
The power of acceptance.
So on Reach, they would be subjected to intense physical and mental training for several years. At the age of 12, they were actually pitted against the infamous company of Marines known as Tango Company in some war games. Even though they were only 12, they constantly came out as the victors.
Wow.
Being beaten by a pack of school children was not great for morale.
Well.
At one point, the leader of Tango Company was just like, fuck these kids, I'm done losing. Switch from stun rounds to live ammunition.
He's about to get Ender's gamed.
Yeah. There was no follow-up to that part. I went and looked at Tango Company on the Halopedia, and it was just like, that was his like last decision. He probably got fucking Orion'd.
I love that it's just like redacted is like his summary after that decision, because it's just like he's like I'm sick of losing, so we're gonna switch to live rounds. Probably still lost and then got murdered for it.
Yeah, it's just like, ooh, yeah. It's weird that the last thing that it just says on his record here just says retired by choice. It's like, that's a weird way to put it.
Yeah.
It's like 38.
Yeah. Last thing written was, and if you don't hear from me again, you can be sure it was the government that killed me. Wonder what happened to him. What a strange thing to write. Oh well. You must have got bonitis or whatever.
Yeah, Boren's syndrome. Yeah, you got bonitis. Finally, at the age of 14, Franklin Mendez sent his little war babies back to Dr. Halsey for Project Aster, the code name for the mechanical and chemical augmentations that would further improve the Spartan 2s.
Because they could put their arm back on. You can't.
Mm. Project Aster for Planet Reach.
Canadian commercial for the American listeners. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And other non-Canadian countries besides America.
Oh, yeah. We got our Australians. We got that one guy in Kenya. I want
Finland.
To
mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's all sorts of countries out there.
At least 165.
There's one called Czechoslovakia. There's one called China. There's several called Tunisia. But only one is the true Tunisia.
And only the Tunisians.
I stand with the real Tunisia. Yeah.
Only the Tunisians know which is the real one. Because they keep moving it around, so you can't catch it.
Yeah. It's like Drift of Ali from the Malazan series.
So the Spartan 2s, with their augmentations here in Project Aster, they got stronger muscles, nearly unbreakable bones, faster reflexes, the works. Everything you could possibly want.
The works.
Yeah. The works. Give me the works, man.
Yeah.
Hair that doesn't grow very fast, so I only have to get it cut once every couple months.
Yeah, that's part of the military spending budget. She was just like, their hair is slower, so it's one crew cut per year.
Yeah, exactly.
And you only have to blink once a day. The ladies can keep it in a bun.
Yeah. But my nails grow very fast, so if I break them, I can grow them back, so I can keep scratching people.
That's the Spartan's ultimate weapon.
That was Lisa's superpower whenever all the Simpsons got superpowers.
No,
right?
It was Meg. It was a Family Guy.
Oh, it was Meg. Yeah, okay.
She could grow her nails like a couple inches. Now, by improve every aspect of their bodies, I actually mean Project Aster would kill 30 of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's an improvement in some regards.
Cripple 12.
If the ultimate goal is to be dead, killing them is a vast improvement.
And if your ultimate goal was to have wheels, then these 12 people who got crippled also,
had
boom,
wheels.
Made away like Spartan bandits.
Yeah. They don't have to breathe for themselves anymore. They have a machine to do it for them.
Yes.
If that's not an improvement, I don't know what
Put
is.
Them in an iron lung.
My lungs are exhausted.
My diaphragm is so tired.
Oh my God.
The crippled Spartans were known as washouts and would eventually join Oni, just as, you know,
hey, desk job.
Yeah, desk job. Yeah. Desk job at Oni. Or you could be like a politician or an administrator or something. Like, you still know the ins and outs.
That's it, yeah.
That'd be a cool Halo
The
game,
non-part
though.
Of your crippled body is probably still augmented in some capacity.
It'd be a really cool, like, Halo game to have, like, 12 kind of, like, broken Spartans, and you had to fight through areas to, like, get to the boss in each... like was a broken Spartan, but they had some sort of like mech suit or like certain
some Metal
shine.
Gear Solid twist where
yeah
like,
some
or
shine.
Just like a wheelchair with treads.
I got crippled by cannons that shoot bees.
Yeah.
the greatest disability of them all, my bee cannons.
That's our most popular episode still is Metal
a trail
Gear
of honey
Solid
behind him.
Yeah.
By far.
Some of the washouts were frozen to see if they could be resuscitated at a later date. Some people got desk jobs. Some people were put in cryonic storage.
A hit Disney,
just like my
Disney
smoked
anime.
Salmon.
Oh,
yeah.
I put that in cryonic storage.
Is your smoked salmon actually a failed Spartan?
We'll never know. Disney is actually a failed Spartan.
I've never seen it walk, so.
Well,
just saying.
It could be.
It could be.
So 33 survived without deformities. However, two of them would end up committing suicide after running into their Flash clones.
Oh, they still alive.
Some of them were. Ooh. At least two.
Oh my God.
At least two. So it turns out some of the hot dog generation survived, and apparently there is not enough psychological abuse or training in the galaxy that can prepare you for that.
Prepare you for that. So prepare you for the Oscar Mayer Wiener Kid version of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So two of the Spartans post Project Aster ended up killing themselves.
My clone has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R.
My clononi.
My clononi. Yeah.
Shakily putting like a shell into a shotgun, yeah. Singing that.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like Oscar 121 and then his baloney clone. Or his clononi. Oscar Meyer.
Hey.
Oh my god. So yeah, some of the Flash clones survived up to 25-25.
Okay.
Who knew? Not Catherine Halsey, that's for sure. They were basically made as a way. She's like, yeah, I just like feel super bad about stealing these people's kids. So if we could give them a kid who could like just very quickly die of cancer, I'd feel really better about myself. I feel so much better about stealing them.
You know the Flash clones? Yeah. You guys have been doing a great job with that. Could you make them worse? Could you just like make them die faster?
Yeah.
I just had something come across my desk here. It's a mess. It's a real mess.
This is terrible.
Long point, I'd rather the parents be devastated at the thought of losing their children than, I guess, them having to actually lose their children decades later that they never knew their children. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just like, it would probably be easier to be like, yeah, okay, so like, yeah, they lost their kid 25 years ago at this point. Boo-hoo, like, maybe they get over it, maybe they get divorced, stuff like that can fuck up a family. Finding out you actually have two different versions of the same kid, yeah. and the real one kills themselves, yeah. And they find out is like, okay, that's a, yeah, that's a lot.
Maybe we should pump the brakes. Yeah. Even me, Catherine Halsey, war criminal.
Yeah, exactly.
Feel upset about this.
When my first idea was to just spy on children's DNA using our vaccination program and then steal them in the night.
Yeah.
The way that you said that, I thought of like some commercial where she's trying to sell something. Me, Catherine Morrissey, war criminal.
Hi, Catherine Halsey. Catherine Halsey here. You may know me from my famous tribunals.
Where I stole Hague. 75 of your children.
Yeah. So some of my critics might say that stealing those children was wrong. Yeah. I'll let the courts decide that.
Yeah. But have you ever wanted to grow your own bologna? Yeah.
I'm here for Oscar Meyer. Oscar Meyer, get at it.
Yeah, Oscar. The O in Oni is for Oscar Meyer.
Halo 2, grow your own bologna. I like that.
And the E and the E in Meyer is for Ethan, who couldn't be on this episode because we turned him into bologna.
Yeah, he died very quickly.
Uh huh. Fastidious Greg, very good at cleaning, very good at killing.
Yep, he puts the G in bologna. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I
said Greg,
that. At least two G's.
Greg.
So the augmentations, despite the fact there was only 31 people left, were more successful than Halsey and Mendez had ever imagined. So the Spartans were moved to an abandoned titanium mine that was converted into a training facility for the safety of the rest of the personnel on Reach.
Okay, because they're so crazy?
Because they were so strong. Okay. So they couldn't actually compete against any of the other Marines anymore.
Okay.
Because they were too fast. Chief John 117, at some point, like, kicked a fully armored in an exoskeleton Marine and like sent him flying through the air. So they were like, okay, maybe they'll just train against each other.
They're playing like laser tag, and it's like their lasers for some reason turn into real like death ray lasers.
Yeah.
And he could shot put me.
Oh, he could be the one.
Yeah,
that shot put.
Yeah. Could. Yeah. Oh,
so man. could Kelly or Linda.
Hell that, yeah. That casting call is still out there, everyone. Yeah, you everyone or someone you know can shot put Jamie. Please reach out to us.
I had that dream, and I've wanted it ever since.
Ever since.
Yeah.
So their augmentations served a dual purpose at this point. One, they were huge badasses, and two, it kept them safe inside the new Mjolnir power armor. The armor further enhanced their abilities of the Spartan 2s, as well as protected them. The armor went through several variations. The one that we see in Halo 1 is the Mark 5, Halo 2 and 3 is the Mark 6.
Okay.
Just as they reiterated on the armor, added new features, cup holder on the groin, you know, basic stuff.
They got rid of the thing that lets you zoom with the pistol.
I think that's part of the pistol being redesigned, but yeah.
You guys never pull guns up to your face.
You guys know what Mjolnir is, huh?
The hammer of Thor.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
In old Italian, that's what they call it.
Passa mi mamma.
Mjolnir. It features an energy shield, titanium shell, reflex enhancers, and like a million other gizmos to help enhance the Spartans in combat. One feature it has is known as biofoam, which automatically fills up bullet holes. This is the in-canon explanation for regenerating health.
Okay.
Just, if you get shot, it just injects a bunch of foam into the hole to stop you from bleeding.
Goop. Baloney. Oscar Mayer baloney.
Yeah, exactly. It just injects a bunch of baloney meat into the hole.
I just watched a video last night about getting shot, and your body, they say you're allergic to bullets, but yeah, duh. But like, you get, when you get shot, your body sends blood there to try and help mend the situation, but it ends up killing you because you bleed out so
fast.
Because
there's no door anymore. Faster.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
bullet leaves the door open, all your blood falls out.
Yeah.
That's it. So you just, if you get shot, chunk off some bologna and just ham it in there.
It's, it's like the bullet Ding Dong Ditched, where the bullet rang the doorbell, opened the door, and then all the blood was like, who's there? But he was already inside.
And he tripped over the banister and then just like fell straight
out. So, yeah, it was a staircase leading straight to the front door, and all the blood falls down the staircase.
If anyone ever does get shot and you're somehow nowhere near a hospital, pull your t-shirt off and tie it shut, and no matter how much you want to check it, you leave that on there, even if it gets completely drenched, because if you take it off, it'll like open the bleeding again, and like, and even if it starts to close, which your body's trying to do, it could open it again.
Also, call 911. The paramedics will arrive shortly with some
you need you need help.
We need 50 cc's of Oscar Mayer stat.
So with this biofoam, this is kind of out of character for Oni. Even Oni was like, yeah, biofoam, temporary solution, don't just leave that in there, you're gonna want to get that cleaned out. So this wasn't like a Borin syndrome or anything like that.
Get the goop out.
Yeah, so the Spartans were incredibly effective also at beating up hippies, apparently.
I believe it.
Kaleidoscope. Yeah. Are we coming back to that?
Or no, we're going to the final operation of the evening.
Oh.
And they were even more useful after the events of Operation Trebuchet, where during the 10th miserable year of the conflict, while on the planet of Harvest, the UNSC would make the first disastrous contact with the alien organization known as...
The Covenant.
The Covenant.
The Covenant. The government.
Oh. The Covenants. And that's the end of the Spartan episode.
Uh-huh. Covenant. A lot of flood in that one. I liked it.
The Covenant is the alien people?
Yeah, it's the alien religious organization that you fight in Halo's 1, 2, fucking 5, because the writers of 4 and 5 had no good ideas.
Yeah, and that's like, in 2 they split, the Covenant splits? Yeah, in 2 they split because of the co-op you can play as.
They boot the elite, the race that the elites are, because
the elite,
the Arbiter lost the first Halo and the Brutes kind of take their place.
Yeah.
For those Blizzard boys like me, Halo, the people are the Terran, like the Spartans are the Terran, the Covenant are the Protoss, and the Flood are the Zerg.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes.
No original ideas left in Hollywood. Anyway, I've been Peter O'Donoghue, your host. You can find me at Pete O'Donoghue or at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. And Loreboys Podcast, theloreboys.com is the website.
Way to plug it like a bullet hole, Pete.
Thanks.
I've been
call me Baloney Pete.
I've been Fastidious Greg, good friend of Baloney Pete. Please tweet at the show, leave us reviews, donate to our Patreon, all sorts of stuff. If you want to look up Ethan, who's normally in this seat on the show, he's at Ethan the Dead Man. Or you can look up me at Fastidious Greg. It takes you nowhere, or maybe it does. I don't know.
I don't know. Yes.
I'm too busy cleaning. Oh, scrub, scrub, scrub.
Yeah, my name's James Miller, and my baloney's got Borins. And you can find me on the Facebook. Go look up the Lore Boys on Facebook. We're out there. Come on, just do it already.
And for anyone who...
If you want to kidnap our children, let us know at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we haven't gotten an email in a little bit, and I'd love to hear from you guys. So send an email, say what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, just talk to us even. Any type of those emails, we love them.
And anybody who wants to support the show financially and doesn't trust Patreon, of course, we have the Buff for Baloney program. You send us your used baloney. Only used, not new baloney. We are not interested. Thank you very much.
Take the wax off of it.
It doesn't have to be Oscar Mayer. It could be any brand, really. Any brand is as good as the other, and I'm saying that because Oscar Mayer has not yet reached out to us to offer a sponsorship, even though this episode is still being recorded. Technically, as of right now. So I don't know how they would have found us, but if they would have found us before the end of the episode, I would have plugged them. But instead, I'm going to plug any generic old baloney. And in return, I will buff your floors for you. Me, Fastidious Greg. The Creator Supreme.
So send that lightly used baloney, and we'll buff it up.
Lightly or heavily.
I like it lightly.
I what I would appreciate is if you would send a little note saying what the baloney was used for.
Oh, like baloney with history, and you get a little cue card about it.
Yeah,
like you're doing that charity where you've adopted a child.
Exactly. Yeah,
it tells you the baloney's interests.
Yeah, yeah.
always soccer.
This baloney loves playing football with his friends. Yeah.
This baloney fell between the fridge and the counter, and we found it after 3 weeks.
Yeah. He's very dry.
This baloney is not my real son. The government replaced my real son with this baloney. And that constitutes
a lore boy's
baloney.
Baloney
out.
Just get comfy, my dude. That's the point of the round table, is just to get comfortable.
Get acquainted. So take your shirt off. Do what feels right.
When you're in the shower, do you take
masturbate,
soap
yes.
and wash your legs?
Yeah, no.
I do.
Really?
I expected it. Yes.
I do.
One each.
I wash everything, man.
Good.
Everything gets a thorough scrub.
Guys, we are like the internet. When you ask someone on the internet, yes, two people, usually one say no, one say yes.
Oh, yeah?
I don't soap up my legs.
Do you soap up your feet?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. You skip from crotch to foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't...
from crotch to foot, a Peter O'Donohue story.
I soap my legs, but not my feet. Like, I'll soap my legs, and then it'll, like... My feet are just, like, in soapy water the whole time I'm showering.
Yeah, I like to get between the toes, though. I don't know, like, of all parts of your body, like, I think the two, like... Your top three dirtiest parts of your body are like your butthole, your armpits, and your feet, right? Like those are the parts that smell if you let them be.
Yeah.
Like you take your feet
and also like the space between your balls and thigh. Like I get in there with some.
Yeah, I include all the genitals is a butthole to me.
Yeah, okay.
All the genitals is a butthole to me. Anything Palmer story.
This is my front. My front butthole, my back butthole.
The book is just like...
The butthole between the two buttholes.
Yeah. It's just like a cup of coffee and then like a tube of KY jelly on the cover of the book.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.